But first, we're still worried this morning, or at least I am. You have no concern. You're so laid back about everything, though. I don't think if MySpace showed up at your door and stabbed you, you'd probably go, oh.
That wasn't cool.
Not cool, man.
You got any magazines I can buy?
So this MySpace thing, I signed up yesterday for the first time, okay? Uh-huh. And it's myspace.com/Matt Stukes.
Holy moly.
And that's, let it all just disintegrate right now. And you know, the top eight friends thing, I'm worried about that, about jealousy of the top eight friends. I've heard stories about, I wish I had something more specific about people's relationships getting kind of toyed with on MySpace. And, you know, I don't know. And then people spending endless hours on the thing. Mm-hmm. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Good morning. Does MySpace own your soul?
My friends.
It owns your friend's soul?
Yes, it is. It's the devil.
Well, tell us about it.
The devil. Okay, well, we just got back from Iraq. We're all into it in Iraq, you know, just maintaining, keeping in friends. And I guess my friend's wife found out he had a MySpace account, completely ripped him apart. Completely, like, told me she was going to divorce him, set up one of her own, had all these guys on there saying how much that they loved her and how much they wanted to be with her and how much her husband was a douchebag, stuff like that. It was, he tore, like, four relationships apart. None of my friends are married anymore. It's the devil, and Tom, he's a Gestapo.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Yeah, it's the devil.
MySpace is the internet Gestapo.
Yes, yes.
Wow, man, that is messed up. Well, thanks for that story, dude. We'll talk to you later.
All right, later.
Is MySpace the devil? Go ahead.
Honestly, I cannot for sure say if it's the devil or not. I don't know anything about MySpace. I can read my email, but I don't stay on the computer as long as, you know, some people do. So, but I do think that some elements of the internet are of Satan. Mm-hmm. We get it, you know. So, people all know all the time, like, what is that, Dungeons and Dragons or those little role-playing games where they're on there online for, like, 6 hours, and, you know, they got, it's horrible. But actually, the reason I called was this priest and this rabbi walk in a bar, and the priest looks at the rabbi and goes, hey, did you hear the one about us?
The reason I called was, and then a joke that has nothing to do with anything.
I felt lonely, and you know, and I want to chip in my two cents on the whole thing, and you know, joke of the day. You gotta laugh.
Beautiful, man. Thank you.
Yeah, I know, and I don't know anything about MySpace, so you know, but I was lonely, and I needed.
Okay, we understand.
Yes, I know.
Don't be lonely. Don't be scared.
All right, dude.
We'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks.
Okay, I guess maybe we should explain what MySpace is at some point. Would that be important?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, here's a quick summation of MySpace.